sing this song to my final breath. Let the weight of this world go. Gonna be no tears, gonna be no pain. When I see that smile on my Savior's face, I won't be walking, I'll be running home. Call my name, call my name, throw my shame, everything changed when I am running home. Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. How's everybody doing? I'm back at the Rim. I'm in central downtown Fort Worth, Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio. Very dark this morning on a Sunday morning. Usually whenever we do our shows, it's usually pretty dark when we're entering into downtown Fort Worth. But I want to welcome you all in. If you're listening in the morning, afternoon, evening, next day, next week's, next month's, welcome. And before we kick our show off, something new we're doing on Sunday Praise is I'm giving you some of my text of prayers. And I need y'all to pray along with me. We're a body of believers, so we got some we're going to be doing in just a little bit. But I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, guys, feel free. You can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, please like me on my Facebook page, The More the Merrier. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. When you do, check that like button and like me on all major networks. We're syndicated, of course, on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts. If you have an Apple phone, go to Apple Podcasts. You can find me there. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. If you have an Android phone, download that free app, Google Podcasts. Search me up. Same thing, Morning Brew Christian Podcast. We're on Amazon Music if you have an Amazon app. We're on Spotify. We're all over the place, okay? We're here to love, serve. We're just a body of believers having fun. Trying to get my show kicked back off again. I have been so busy. As you know, this week has been a chaotic week. I'll probably talk very briefly about some private stuff, maybe. But last week, my daughter graduated. She graduated on a Friday. And definitely congratulations to my daughter, Beth. It's been a heck of a journey. And maybe one day later this year we'll reshare and revisit some of that journey. It has been, I'll go ahead and tell you anyway, it's been a very chaotic week for me. I haven't been on the air that much. I've had some family situations going on that I really won't get into. So just ask for an unspoken prayer request from one of my family members. I'd sure appreciate it. That's not a text of prayer, that's an on-the-air prayer. From your radio friend, CA, your encourager, your friend, your independent clergy, you name it, on-air personality on iHeartRadio. I'm here just like y'all. I'm a human being, and we're here to love and serve again. Okay, so that being said, just bear with me on normal programming that we're trying to get back into. I'm going to read four of them to start it off on Sunday Praise before we play some more music. Jenny in the United States had sent me a text of prayer not even 15 minutes ago, said, CA, will you and your ministry team and your radio network on iHeartRadio pray for protection over all the women who are victimized? Yes. You know, I got to just always talk a little briefly about these prayers. Jenny, I agree with you. It's very tough for women nowadays. I've got two girls, okay? And I just got to tell you, and Jenny, I thank you for being a good listener, for being a listener on our network. Guys, we're living in a very, it's chaotic times. I've had people challenge me and say, hey, were the times back in the Bible times just as bad? Yeah, they were just as bad, just wasn't all mentioned in the Bible, just periodic things that maybe God wanted us to know. The devil's been loose for a long time, so we do need to pray for all the women who are victimized out there. And, you know, my heart bleeds for you if you have been a victim. I know several that have. But I want you to know that God, we're going to pray for total protection of all the women in the whole global, okay? Jenny, this prayer is for you and family, friends that are going through this. So, dear Jesus, we come to Jenny. And she's asking for a prayer request as a body of believers. And on our iHeartRadio network, my iHeartRadio family, we want to pray for total protection over all women who have been victimized. God, we know you got them. The situation is very chaotic in today's time, but we pray for total protection. And heaven forbid something happened, they'd find a safe haven. Keep them safe. We come to you in a body of believers. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said in 110% total agreement, amen. Second prayer is from Kim in Georgia. She said, CA, I want to tell you, I love your radio show. Kim, thank you so much. Haven't been on as much, but we are gaining a lot of listeners, and I thank you each and every day. And please share my podcast, please, guys, anytime. CA, thank you also for putting the, she says, thank you for putting the text of prayers out there for people to pray. Absolutely, something new we're going to be doing, and the feedback has been great. Anyway, she says, CA and radio family, please pray for God to provide for me a better housing situation. You know, I'll just say, Kim, it's tough all over the United States right now with housing, and my heart bleeds for you, but I'm going to tell you, we got a God that can move mountains, and he's going to move your mountain, and it may look gleam right now, but you know what? Taryn Wells has that song, Peaks and Valleys, and you know what? You're going to get up to that peak because God's moving your mountain caps, okay? Mountaintop caps, and he's moving to a better situation. So let's pray for Kim in Georgia. Dear Jesus, we come united as a body of believers and as radio listeners for Kim. God, we just pray to provide for her better housing situation. We know it's difficult out there, but we give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Got another text of prayer, two more, from Beth Ann. That's a nickname. This is not my daughter, but Beth Ann, if you're listening, it's funny because I nicknamed my daughter's real name's Bethany. I call her Beth, but sometimes I'll slip and say Beth Ann. But anyway, it's a cute name. But she has here, it says, CA, will you pray for God to give me peace from my anxiety? Yes. We live in, again, a very crazy and chaotic world. And anxiety is up right now in America. And sadly, it's going to continue to be up. There's just so much going on. Let me tell you something. I've got a song I'm going to play here in just a while that's going to basically be dedicated for your situation. But we're going to pray for you right now, okay? Dear Lord, we thank you so much for all you do. We just pray for Beth Ann right now. God, I just pray that you give her peace from her anxiety. God, you know her situation. Please hold her and keep her ever so tight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Marion in Texas writes me, CA, will you pray for God to heal my fiance, Michael, and I from health issues? Absolutely. Everybody has some kind of a health situation going on, right? They do. If you don't, you're perfect, okay? The younger we get, something's always going to irritate us a little bit, okay? I was telling my brother earlier today, or actually it's yesterday, I should say, that when you get past a certain age, like when you're in your 50s, you start feeling arthritis. When you get up to 55, ugh, you get more tired. There's more naps that you want to get, right? And I'm not a grandfather yet. I hope one day soon to be a grandfather. In fact, my son's birthday is coming up June the 5th. And he's married, him and my daughter-in-law. But they're working on it. I tell them just take their time. Marion, we want to thank you for being a listener. We're going to pray for you right now, for you and your fiancé to be healed. And by the way, congratulations on behalf of the Morning Brew Christian Podcast and the iHeartRadio family on your engagement. Lord, we just pray for Marion right now. God, I just pray in your precious name that you will heal her fiancé, Michael, and that, God, that you just help them on their health situations. You know, we don't have the answers, but you do, because you're the great physician, and we give it all to you in 110% total agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, these are the first set of four texts of prayer requests, guys. So let's kick off Sunday prayers, a few songs, and this is one of my favorite. And this goes to some of these ladies, victimized prayers that we had, medical issues, things like that. And when you're stressed out too, as well, it's called Anxious Heart. My friend Jeremy Camp. Thank you.
soldier with no armor. In the middle of the battle, I was broken. I was broken. It was only getting darker. In the valley of the shadow, I was hopeless. I was hopeless. I never thought that I would ever see the day when every single chain would break. We'll be right back.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Praise along with Texas Prayer Prayers, CA on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. You know what? We cannot get any music by unless we add some of that Gold City, a little taste of it. I'm Not Giving Up. I get that by special request. That's actually a real popular song. And so good morning, everybody. I hope your Sunday is going well for you as you're probably getting ready for church or online services and also spending time with family and friends. This is CA, again, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, your independent clergy, your encourager and friend, just the bundle pack deal, I guess you could say. We're always here for you. Remind you, if you want to send me a text of prayer, feel free to do that. And if you want me to put it on the air for listeners to help pray with you, put me your first name and your state, or you can put United States, or if you're overseas. You don't necessarily have to put the state on there, okay? Here's how you get to me. Two ways. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Go to my Facebook page, click on station information. There's a text of prayer number. Copy, paste it, put it in your contacts, and say, hey, I need to send CA a text of prayer for him to pray for us. Okay, me and my ministry team and listeners will do that. All right, well, let's kick off about three more, and then we're going to play some more music on Sunday Praise. Oliver had sent me a deal, and he's in Atlanta. He says, good morning, CA. Hope all's going good at the iHeartRadio studio. Absolutely, as always, they are keeping me busy. He had on here, tell your daughter Beth congratulations on her graduation. Absolutely, I'll definitely do that. She'll probably be glad to hear that. CA and friends, will you please pray, this is from Oliver, that God gives me strength and conviction to overcome my sin without making excuses to myself. Oliver, let me tell you something, and I'll freeze frame there. You know, I went to Bible college. Any sin you ever committed, when you have Jesus Christ in your heart, go to a prayer closet, somewhere privately, talk to the Heavenly Father, let the Holy Spirit come in and tell Him to forgive you of your sins and He will cleanse you. You know, we can sin from overeating, we can sin from maybe just whatever, okay? But the good news is when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He dwells inside of you. So just always remember that. We're going to pray for you right now, my dear brother. Father God, we just pray for Oliver right now as a body of believers. We pray you give him strength and conviction to overcome his sin without making excuses to himself. We're only human beings. So God, I just pray you be with him and give him, and we give you this in 110% total agreement. And all God's people said, amen. Thomas in California writes me, CA, please pray for a breakthrough in my finances. Who isn't going through, Thomas, let me just say this, we'll do that. Who isn't going through tough times right now? If you're living comfortably, everything's going well, good deal. Have you helped a brother out? Have you tithed at your church? What have you done for the kingdom? Okay. It isn't all about me, me, and me. When I do the radio show or a Christian podcast show, it isn't about CA, CA, CA. I love having fun, doing Christian comedy, doing Bible teaching, Billy Graham Fridays when we have them, getting back into doing Charles Stanley's Thursdays or whatever day we do it on. But it isn't about CA, CA, CA. It's about helping when a brother or sister in need. Here's the situation. We need to pray for this gentleman. He'd appreciate it. California. He needs a breakthrough in his finances. And like I said, Thomas, we all go through tough times, but I'm going to tell you, God is a God that can change anything. You just lift it up and give it to him. So we're going to join together in prayer with you right now, dear brother. Dear Jesus, I just pray for Thomas right now. I pray for a breakthrough in his finances. God, I just pray you help him. Please be with him. And may he prosper with you. You're the greatest gift, God. And we thank you for all you do, and we know you're going to help him. As a body of believers and radio listeners, we give this to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an interesting one that Deborah had sent, and she just had the United States. It says, CA, will you, and list radio listeners and iHeartRadio, will you please pray for my son who recently went to prison? Pray for him to be home in 2 months. It must be kind of a short-term deal. Don't know what the situation is. I understand completely, Deborah, that you're going through a tough battle right now. I know you're probably stressed out. You may be going through some anxiety or maybe some withdrawal. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to pray for you, and we're going to pray for him to be home in 2 months. And I'm going to tell you, God is a God of breakthrough, and he's going to help you. And you know what? He's going to help your son. And we're going to pray that things turn around. I got a song here in just a minute I'm going to kind of play that will help encourage you after you hear this on a radio show, okay? So what we're going to do right now is we're going to pray for your son. And my heart just bleeds for you. I've got kids, and thank God mine are not in that condition, but I can only imagine, you know. So we're going to pray right now. Dear Jesus, we pray for Deborah. God, we just pray for her son who went to prison. God, we pray he'd be home in 2 months. Lord, we just give all this to you as a body of believers and lift it up to you. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's people said, amen. This song's for you, John Redrick and Matt Meyer. God, turn it around. Whatever you're going through, he is going to turn it around. Listen to the words, okay? Coffee up this morning. CA on Sunday Praise. I'm not afraid to die. That's for people that are hurting and they want things to turn around. I had to interrupt for a second because I went through my vault. And this song is for everybody. We haven't heard it in a while. My favorite, I Pledge the Allegiance to the Lamb. Oldie but goodie.
With all my strength, with all.
night shall be no more. When the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, we have to add a little bit of Carmen on Sunday Praiser on some of our songs here, don't we, guys? All right, well, good morning, and we're getting close to the home stretch here on Sunday Praise. I want to thank everybody for listening. Please share this podcast. We still got a few more songs, at least a couple of more, maybe two or three. We'll see what we got on the computer that I may want for y'all to listen to. But before we do that, I want to add two more prayer requests that just came in on Text of Prayer. And this one is from Brianna in Nevada. CA, I got a little bit of a praise report. Praise God, I'm getting closer to Him, and I'm growing wisdom as I continue to study the Bible. How about that? Amen. Every time you're indulging as much time as you can into the Bible, you're learning more and more. And Brianna, I want to thank you, and thank you for sharing that. That is like a praise report. But we're going to pray for you as you continue to indulge and learn more and more about Jesus and the Bible. Let me tell you, Billy Graham said, and I use him a lot, we ain't going to know everything about the Bible. Proven fact that he actually studied it and studied it and studied it and studied it. Okay? A lot of times we can indulge, but it's sometimes hard for us to really get in the thicket. We try. But you see, God doesn't want us to know everything. Okay? These are just key points in the Bible. Okay? Going to church is good. Going to worship the Lord is good. Watching online services is good. Telling others about Christ. But you always want to make sure your heart is right with Jesus Christ. Most important thing. Let's pray for this dear lady. On her praise report. Brianna, what a praise report we have. God, thank you for letting her get closer to you. And she's growing wisdom every day as she continues to study the Bible. God, I just pray you just continue to help her and be with her. And we give all this to you in 110% total agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. Jay writes me in Wisconsin, says, CA, please pray for my mom who is dealing with multiple health issues. Pray for things to stay calm, for God to help her through her anxiety and loneliness. Jay, I want to pause here for a minute before we pray for you, dear brother in Christ, for your mom. There is a lot of anxiety. Guys, I can't tell you. These are just a touch of text of prayers that I get for people that are suffering from anxiety and loneliness. Okay? You know that song I played? You probably want to go on YouTube maybe even and search it up. Anxious heart. That's one thing you could probably do. Listen to some Christian music or calm music to kind of calm you down a little bit. Secondly, not that I'm a doctor. Secondly, you know, as far as loneliness, that we couldn't really. All I got to tell you is we're going to pray that God will help take a lot of that loneliness away. So let's just come together and pray for your mom there, Jay, in Wisconsin. Lord, we just give this prayer that Jay has for his mom who's dealing with multiple health issues. God, I just pray for a physical touch through you. God, I also pray for things to stay calm for his mom and for God, for you to help her through her anxiety and loneliness. We give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, one more final prayer and we'll play a couple of songs and we'll close out on Sunday Praise. Thank you all for praying with me, by the way. And I get a lot of emails, Texas on Texas Prayer Sissy. Thank you for sharing these. Absolutely. This one is an anonymous, doesn't have a name, and that's how it works. An anonymous with the state of Georgia, somebody in the state of Georgia. Pray for me to get and have a change of heart and a change of mind. I struggle with many addictions. Boy, yes, we're living in a time and age for the anonymous one out in Georgia, he or she. We will pray for you, but there's hope because God keeps hope alive. And I've got a song here in just a minute after I pray for you that you already know, and I want you to focus on it and know that God's going to take care of your situation when you give it to Him. So let's pray for this dear he or she. God, we just pray for the anonymous listener in Georgia for them to get help or maybe have a change of heart, even a change of a mind as they struggle with many addiction. Lord, we just give it to you all because we know you got it. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Okay, this song is for you and people that do struggle. Baranda, as we homestretch on Sunday Praise and John Redrick. Listen to the words. You keep hope. That's God. You keep hope alive. Good morning. Amen. And that song is for everybody, even the ones that sent in the text of prayers to me, that we do keep hope alive because we know. That's right. We know that God's got this. In fact, I want to do a different kind of a closeout on Sunday Praise. How about by a special request, two Rich Mullins songs, one of my favorites, number one. Awesome God, because we do serve what? An awesome God. Praise with me, will you? Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him together as a family.
There's thunder in His presence.
is bliss.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Sing your praises to the Lord. That's right. This is CA getting ready to close out on Sunday praise. Did y'all have a good one like I did? I know I did. And if you got blessed and you got blessed with that praise report from our anonymous listener, I mean, that's what it's all about. We just want to either have prayer, praise, whatever it may be. We're all broken people. But you know what? God puts the pieces back together. So let's lead off in prayer on a closeout on Sunday. Had a hiccup there. So, dear Jesus, I just pray you be with us. Guide us, watch over, protect us. Let us have a great Sunday. Lord, we thank you for all you do. Let us get rested up for the upcoming week. Let us get refreshed and indulge more on you and in Scripture, for we love you and we thank you for all you do. Keep us healthy and safe. In Jesus' name we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen. All right, guys, well, this is CA. I've got to saddle up. I got to leave Central Downtown Fort Worth. Face Studio 1 up top the tower, the iHeartRadio studio, Fort Worth, Texas. I hope y'all have a great day. Be blessed, be safe, be loved. You are loved. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.